"Joshua's here!" Kelly yelled over the trumpeting wind. Her tear-stained face framed a radiant smile. "Lady Max in orbit. The space plane's on its way. We're safe. We're out of here." "How long?" "Ashley says about 10 minutes." "Not enough," Razor thought. "The Knights will be here by then. They've hit the space plane with their white fire, if they don't just switch off its circuitry with that black magic. Kelly, you and Theo take off south. The rest of you with me. We're going to arrange a small delay."
"No, Razor," Kelly implored. "You can't, not now.
It's over. Ashley will get here." "That was an order, Kelly. We'll catch up with you when we finished off those mounted pricks."
"Oh, Christ."
"Hey, Kel, stop fretting," Sewell said. "You've got the wrong attitude for this game. Win some or lose some, who cares? You've just got to have fun playing." He laughed and vaulted up to the top of the gully. Horst made the sign of the cross to Razor. "Bless you, my son. May the Lord watch over you." "Get in the bloody hovercraft, Father. Take the kids somewhere they can have a life. Theo, blast some grass. Get them clear."
"Yes, boss."
The Jungle Rover mercenary fed power into the impellers, even as Horst was scrambling on board. With the skirt bouncing against the gully wall, the hovercraft turned in a tight curve and sped back up the scree. Razor joined his team at the top of the bank. Out on the savannah, the knights were mustering into a V-shaped battle phalanx. "Move out," Razor said. There was a kind of strange glee running loose in his mind. "Now we'll show you baby killers what happens when you face a real enemy, one that can fight back. See how you like that." The 6 mercenaries started to march over the grass towards the waiting knights. Sunlight and rain poured down on the hovercraft, surrounding them with a fantastic exhibition of rainbows. The clouds were breaking up, losing their supernatural cohesion. They were just ordinary rain clouds again. The rain sprayed against Kelly's face as she battled the hovercraft's inertia against the wind and damp, clawing grass. Speed tossed them about like a dinghy on a storm-swollen sea. "How big are the children?" Joshua asked.
"Small. They're mostly under 10.
"Ashley will probably have to make 2 trips. He can bring the children up first, then come back for you and the mercenaries." She started to laugh, but all that emerged was a gullet-rasping cough. "No, Joshua, there's only going to be 1 flight. Razor's team won't be coming. Just the children and me and the priest, if the space plane can handle our mass." "The way you diet to keep your image, you're into negative mass, Kelly." "I'll tell Ashley." She heard the first fusillade of EE projectiles exploding behind her. Sewell and Jalal stood 4 meters apart, facing the apex of the charging knights. The reverberant thud of the horses galloping over the savannah rose above the hot squalls spinning off from the cathonic maelstrom of the blast's epicenter.
"I make that 49, Jalal said.
"The lead is mine. You take the right flank."
"Sure thing."
The knights lowered their lances, spurring on their horses. Sewell waited until his rangefinder put the lead knight 120 meters away, and fired both heavy-caliber gauze rifles plugged into his elbow sockets. Feed tubes from his backpack hummed efficiently. He laid down 3 fragmentation rounds over the knight's plumed helmet, and followed it up with 25 EE shells into the ground ahead of the left flank. Jalal was laying down a similar fire pattern across the right flank, his 2 gauze rifles traversing the line, guided by a targeting program. Pamirs had shown that the possessed were capable of defending themselves against almost anything short of a direct hit by an EE round. He was going for the horses. Kill the mounts, chop the legs out from under them, slow them down. More fragmentation bursts saturated the air. The knights were veiled by smoke, fountains of soil, and riotous static webs. Streaks of white fire ripped out of the carnage. Sewell and Jalal leapt aside. 4 knights sped towards them out of the furor. Sewell spun round as he hit the ground. White fire was gnawing into his left leg. His targeting program locked on to the first knight. 1 of his gauze rifles was responding sluggishly. The other fired 10 EE rounds. The knight and his horse vanished inside a tangled screen of rampaging electrons. Gore spat outwards.